This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. He received a guard of honour at Moscow Airport. Prime Minister Modi was received by the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov. During the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defence, trade, linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Russian President will host a private dinner for the Prime Minister this evening. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the Indian community in Russia. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will be visiting Austria tomorrow itself at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and the National Testing Agency to file a report before it on the NET UG paper leak case by Wednesday. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.B. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The CJI said the fact that the sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. The government has announced significant improvements in telecom infrastructure to ensure seamless mobile connectivity for pilgrims of the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2024. The Department of Telecommunications has partnered with major telecom service providers, including Airtel, BSNL and Reliance Jio, to enhance the infrastructure and provide continuous coverage along the Yatra routes. To ensure coverage, a total of 82 sites, including 31 new sites, will be active. These upgrades aim to provide uninterrupted mobile connectivity to pilgrims and the public. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expanded his cabinet following the trust vote victory in the assembly today. Of the 11 MLAs sworn in as cabinet ministers, 6 are from the JMM, 4 are from the Congress and 1 from the RJD. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren has been included in the cabinet. 3 changes were made in the cabinet, in which 2 are from the Congress and 1 from the JMM. Basant Soren of JMM and Badal Patralek from the Congress were dropped from the cabinet. As heavy rains continue to lash Mumbai and its suburbs, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has urged citizens to avoid unnecessary movement amid the ongoing heavy rainfall. Speaking to reporters after chairing a high-level meeting to review the situation, Mr. Shinde said all emergency agencies are on alert. Road and rail traffic has resumed. However, the city is facing waterlogging problem in low-lying areas. Flight services at the Mumbai airport were also severely affected. 50 flights were cancelled or diverted due to low visibility. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for Mumbai for tomorrow. The IMD forecast extremely high rainfall in the northeastern part of the country, including Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland. Speaking to Akashvani News, senior scientist in IMD, Soma Sen Roy, said most parts of central India are also going to witness heavy rainfall today. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely to continue in eastern India. IMD has also forecast extremely high rainfall in the west coast region. In Wimbledon, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and world number one Jannik Sinner have entered the quarterfinals of the tennis championship. Alcaraz held off a four-set challenging match against Frenchman Hugo Humbert and registered a win 6-3, 6-4, 1-6, 7-5. In another match, world number one Sinner defeated American opponent Ben Shelton 6-2, 6-4, 7-6-9 in 2 hours and 9 minutes. In today's key fixture, 7-time champion and second seed Novak Djokovic will face 15th seed Danish Holger Rune in the round of 16 of men's singles tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.